With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With growing paranoia, FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover ordered his agents to keep files on thousands of authors, artists, and musicians, people Hoover thought were enemies of the state.
The enemies of the state turned out to be the great icons of American literature.
That's New York Times correspondent Herbert Mittgang, whose book Dangerous Dossiers describes the government's secret war against the nation's greatest writers. Mittgang used the Freedom of Information Act to open many of the FBI's files.
I thought I'd go after the big ones first. Hemingway, Faulkner, Thomas Mann, Pearl Buck. These were the people that we all study in high school and college and read today. All their works are still in print. If they had dossiers, why surely lesser people had them.
Such as Truman Capote.
Truman Capote went to Russia with the Porgy and Bess Company. He was being tailed there.
The FBI's files are loaded with innuendo, rumor, unsupported conclusions, and outright lies. Subjects are described in such absurd terms as having communistic tendencies or as left-leaning. After examining hundreds of FBI dossiers of famous writers and playwrights, Herbert Mittgang came to a startling conclusion.
Not one of these people ever spent a day in jail or was even indicted. So this was a huge waste of treasure and manpower by the FBI.
Dangerous Dossiers by Herbert Mittgang was published by Donald Fine. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. New York Times correspondent Herbert Mittgang doesn't have much good to say about the FBI after writing his book, Dangerous Dossiers. Mittgang tells us how the government kept secret files on America's greatest writers because of J. Edgar Hoover's belief that they were subversives, communists, and enemies of the state. Mittgang quotes a letter the Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Archibald MacLeish wrote to the Secretary of State complaining about Hoover's paranoia.
He is mixing up ordinary liberals with communists.
Herbert Mittgang decided to look at some of those FBI files.
You write away to the FBI on the Freedom of Information Act, give a description of who you want, mention that he is deceased, mention that you have a reputable purpose as a historian or an author, and then you sit and wait.
Eventually, the documents arrive free of charge, although in heavily censored form.
There's a little code next to each reason why these dossiers are blacked out. And after you've gone through tens of thousands of pages, you get to know what these codes signify.
Whenever Mittgang found blacked out material, he appealed, and quite often the FBI sent him additional pages. Herbert Mittgang's Dangerous Dossiers, Exposing the Secret War Against America's Greatest Authors, was published by Donald Fine.
You don't know whether to be amused or outraged. So I think it's a little of both.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Herbert Mittgang of the New York Times says that for many years, the FBI kept files on people it thought were subversive, and no doubt is still keeping those files.
What they wanted to do with them was indict them and find out if they were spies and find out if they were harming the United States government, working for Russia.
Mittgang writes about those files in his book, Dangerous Dossiers, Exposing the Secret War Against America's Greatest Authors. In keeping the files, Mittgang says, the FBI suddenly became a literary critic.
This is what happened to John Steinbeck. The Grapes of Wrath was considered a subversive novel because it was on the side of the migratory workers.
Even Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist Bill Mauldin has a file.
And in that file, the FBI clipped some of his cartoons. I reproduce one in the book.
But the real reason the FBI had a file on Bill Mauldin was that the cartoonist supported the integration of a housing complex in which he lived. Mittgang says the FBI doesn't spy on people simply because they're artists.
It comes in through another method, because of a petition you may have signed, or because you have visited a foreign country, or because of your associations with a certain group.
Herbert Mittgang's story of government abuse is found in Dangerous Dossiers, published by Donald Fine. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.